This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden in the United Kingdom, where he will be meeting with Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, later today on his first overseas trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state at the G7 summit, and next week a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House early today said that Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low- and lower-middle-income countries and the African Union over the next year. The U.S. plan calls for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of this year, with the remainder sent overseas the first half of next year. White House also said Biden would call on other world democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. Well, Australia continues to recommend AstraZeneca for people over 50, despite a 52-year-old woman dying of brain blood clots blamed on the vaccine. The death confirmed today is the second fatality in Australia to be blamed from the 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in the country since March. The first was a 48-year-old woman who died back in April. The chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, said AstraZeneca remained the recommended vaccine for people over 50 because of the reduced risk of the rare clotting with age. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.